Hey, hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. It's Thursday. We avoided the blizzard that blew through, fortunately.
Yay.
Iowa, not so much.
Omaha, I know, got hit pretty hard.
Yeah. We just got a little dusting of snow. Nothing major. So, we've got, what do we got today? We've got a mash for cash worth 90 bucks. We are 5 days away from Christmas. Well, and 3 days until I start my Christmas shopping.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 1 day away from the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. I don't have to buy presents this year.
I wonder how many guys are actually waiting until after tomorrow to do their Christmas shopping because of the possibility.
You know it has nothing to do with that.
No, I know it doesn't, but I think they're using that for an excuse.
I read another thing that the Mayans, the end of their calendar never meant the end of the world. That was just our crazy interpretation of it.
Ah.
Or some people's crazy interpretation.
Nice.
Well, if the calendar ends, that must mean the world's going to end. Maybe the calendar writer got tired.
Maybe he ran out of paper.
I don't think he had paper.
Maybe he ran out of stone.
Well, if you had to make a calendar in stone, wouldn't you kind of give up on it after a while?
That would suck. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Maybe he got carpal tunnel or something.
Yeah.
You know, all that ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he got chiseler's cramp.
Yeah. It's possible.
Well, anything's possible. Okay, so if the world does come to an end, though, tomorrow, here's how scientists think it would probably go down.
Okay.
A dark comet would probably come and strike the Earth. And that is a massive comet that's covered in ice and snow like regular comets, which makes it way more, or pardon me, that's not covered in ice and snow like regular comets. It would make it way more difficult for us to spot it in space.
Excuse me, but don't you think NASA wouldn't notice something going on if that was true?
Well, it's not like they have radar for space. They actually have to see stuff flying around.
Hmm.
You know, it's kind of a big area.
Well, I know, but you would think they would see something.
Did you not listen to what I just said?
I understand that it's
not
as
covered
easy
in
to
ice,
see.
So it's not as easy to see.
But they
thus
could
being
still
called
see
a
it.
Dark comet.
Okay.
And space is dark.
True.
So if there's something flying around out there that isn't lit up, it would, or reflecting light at least, it's going to be tough to spot. A dark comet hitting us would only immediately kill people living in the impact zone, but it would send so much dust up in the atmosphere that it would block the sun and cause all crops worldwide to fail. So we'd all die slowly and painfully of global famine. Happy Thursday!
Wow.
Which was the scenario they always predicted if there was like a nuclear holocaust, you know?
Yeah.
It would basically, the sun would get blocked, couldn't grow anything. You think global warming's a problem? That would be worse. Oh, let's see here. Oh, best news of the year.
Okay.
And it really is the best news of the year.
Alrighty.
1 year from today, I will be sitting in a theater.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
Anchorman, The Legend Continues will be opening 1 year from today.
Yay. Yay. I cannot wait for that.
I can't either.
That's going to be so good.
Every time I go to the store, I look for it and I can never find it.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to buy.
It's just never on a shelf.
Yeah. You could probably buy it online if you
had to.
Well,
yeah. I just haven't been that motivated to really hunt it down. Good morning, front door. Good to see you. Glad you could make it today.
You handled that well.
Yeah.
And calmly.
I want to know who it is.
What have you done with Andy? Would you like me to go check?
Almost, but not quite enough.
Okay. They need to give us a monitor.
You know what I would really like?
That'd be
is
great.
One of those like game cameras, you know, that takes a picture whenever something's moving in front of it.
Yeah. We could get that.
And just set it up out there. Like between 6 and 7, because that's when front door is always driving me crazy.
It is.
And find out who it is and who the guilty party is.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them to just call your cell phone when they're arriving.
That's a good idea.
Of course, if it's the boss and he forgot his key again, I'm not really going to complain.
Probably not a good idea.
No.
No.
But I could just remember to put do not disturb on the phone.
You could.
When I come in.
That would take care of that problem.
yeah. So Anchorman, The Legend Continues comes out a year from today.
Yay!
Kristen Wiig is supposed to be in it alongside the returning cast.
Is Christina Applegate also going to be in it then?
Doesn't say.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I love her in that movie. I love how she like over enunciates everything that she says, even when she's not like on the air. She still over enunciates.
Yesterday, Time Magazine named its Person of the Year. They went with President Obama. Their reason was, quote, for finding and forging a new majority, for turning weakness into opportunity, and for seeking amid great adversity to create a more perfect union.
Sounds like a whole bunch of big words jumbled together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what most people would call a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Or BS.
Wonder how much they got paid to choose him.
Well, no, not that. I mean, it's just like, well, who are we going to vote for this year? I don't know. Well, who did we vote? Who was Person of the Year last time there was an election? Obama. All right, let's go with that. Who was it the last time before that? George W. Bush, when he won the election. Oh, yeah. How about the one before that? George W. Bush. The last four persons of the year during election years was the winning president.
Can they be more creative?
Lame. I know. Well, and last year it was the protester was the person of the year. Yeah.
I think they could have done a way better job of that.
That's part of the reason why there won't be a Time magazine too much longer. It'll be a Time.com only.
Right.
And then this was kind of creepy yesterday. Monica Avila was charged Tuesday with four counts of felony menacing and one count of possession of a weapon on school grounds. This happened in Denver. Avila reportedly drove into the parking lot at Lake Middle School last Thursday afternoon and confronted four girls ages 13 to 14. The statement says Avila began arguing with the girls about bullying. She then, while sitting in her car, pulled out a black handgun and said, "Look what I have." Officers were called and arrested Avila sitting in her car. It was over these girls bullying her daughter, or at least she believed they were.
Oh.
So, yeah. Probably not wise.
That's not really how you would handle that.
Not the best way, no. No, I wouldn't recommend that either. Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders is up to $90 today. We did have a winner 2 days ago, so it restarted. And here's the deal. Before the end of the year, no matter what, we're going to have another winner.
Okay.
So
we're going to give out clues if we have to?
No.
Oh.
We'll just make it super obvious.
Okay.
We'll remix the whatever the last one is.
Okay.
Before that. Remix it. Basically,
I don't think I made this one as hard.
No. This one was much better.
So I worked really hard to make it not as hard, but still a little tough.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Not terribly difficult.
They can get it.
You should. One of the songs that is not in there, I will tell you this right now.
Okay. I should have put that in there.
News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 621, up to 30 today. I'm sorry, that was yesterday's forecast. 18 today for the high. It is 18 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Dear Santa, before I try to explain, just how much do you already know?
Oh, that was very
average. You like that one?
Very average.
What?
Very average.
What? It's topical. No?
Topical doesn't mean good.
I thought it was good.
It was average.
All right, I'll see if I can find the one that I really wanted to use, but I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I'll see if I can find that one.
What about the one that was sent in, the suggestion?
Mm.
It's like you're refusing to use that one. That one was really good, except you had to edit.
It's okay.
Okay.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
That one was at least a B+. The one you did today is like a C-.
What?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, it's no higher than a C+ for
sure. I'm going to change it as soon as I can find the other one.
Well, today is December 20th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it's not because JoJo turns 22 today. Remember her?
I do.
Yeah. Leave! Get out! And that's about all I can remember. Jonah Hill's 29 today. Really funny actor.
I like him.
Wasn't as funny when he lost all the weight.
I still think he's funny. I don't understand.
He got an Oscar nomination for Moneyball, but did not win. David Cook, the 7th American Idol winner, is 30 today. Anita Ward is 56 today.
Who?
Anita Ward. Ring my bell. Disco diva.
Gotcha.
Peter Criss is 67 today. No?
Peter Criss.
Drummer from Kiss.
Oh.
He was the guy in the cat makeup.
Nice.
Also not the greatest day I have ever known, but it was a good one. In 1803, when the Louisiana Purchase was completed, for roughly $15 million, ownership of the territory was formally transferred from France to the United States in New Orleans. The land that they got went for about 3 cents an acre. Which we're sitting in part of it right now.
Crazy.
The state of Missouri on this day in 1820 imposed a $1 bachelor tax on single studs aged 21 to 50.
Okay.
Yeah, that would suck for not married guys. I'd have been paying that tax every year for a while.
Weird.
1860, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union. Within 2 months, the rednecks in Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas followed. 1879, Thomas Edison privately demonstrated his incandescent light at Menlo Park, New Jersey. He dimmed the incandescent light and never mind. 1920, you really should have pre-read that part. 1920, Bob Hope became an American citizen. He was born in England.
Oh, he was?
His English birth name, Leslie Downs.
Oh.
1946, It's a Wonderful Life premiered in New York, starring Jimmy Stewart. They still show it on TV. At least they have every year. We watch it every year. On this day in 1980, NBC broadcast a meaningless Dolphins-Jets game with no announcers. The sounds that were heard were just from the stands in the field. That was it. No announcers.
Weird.
Depending on the announcers, you know, if Joe Buck's doing the game, I wish they would do that. 1996, a classic film was released. Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Roller coaster.
Scream was released on the exact same day.
It was?
Uh-huh. Huh. Nev Campbell, Rose McGowan, Drew Barrymore, Courtney Cox, David Arquette. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it was on this day in 1975. A classic song was released. One that you just cannot ignore.
It'll make you cry.
No, it won't. Well, it might make you cry after you get done vomiting.
Crying from vomiting.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric Carmen's All By Myself was released on this day in 1975. That's why today, December 20th, is... Dirt.
I found my internet quote of the day that I wanted to use. Do you want me to say it now or wait till 7 o'clock?
Okay.
Okay, you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever believes the world will end on December 21st, 2012, please drop off all your valuables at my place by today.
That's better than the other one.
Ugh.
Definitely better than the other one. Without question.
Jeez.
The other one was... Read the other one again.
Dear Santa, before I try to explain, just how much do you already know?
Well, he already knows.
He might not know.
No, that's kind of like saying the internet quote of the day is, the sky is blue. That's why it was weak. I mean, it was...
It's weak. Santa knows what the kids are doing. They always know what I'm doing.
It's 627, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 640. We're going to top out at 18 today. Right now, it's 18. So we're going with the second internet quote of the day just to make sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a 10-4.
Okay. Mash for Cash, Quality Lenders, at 720, it'll be $90, what it's worth today. Kind of a neat story, but kind of getting a guy in trouble at the same time. Last Friday, the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, has a lot of parents thinking about security at their kids' schools. Gower Elementary School in Nashville, Tennessee, doesn't have a security guard or a police officer assigned to the building. no buzz-in system, no metal detectors, nothing. And that has some parents there worried, including former Marine Staff Sergeant Jordan Pritchard. He has two kids at the school, a daughter named Valerie in the second grade and a son named Colby in first grade. So for the past few days each day, Jordan's been standing guard outside the building in uniform to provide volunteer security.
Nice.
They don't give his age. He looks like he's in his late 20s, early 30s. He doesn't have a weapon, and the school hasn't asked for his help, but parents, kids, and staff members say that just seeing him helps them feel more secure. However, he was told not to wear the uniform anymore.
Oh.
Because he's wearing, like, the fatigue uniform.
Yeah.
And I guess, NCIS says they're going to charge him for something.
What?
And I don't know what the regulations are. Well, wearing a uniform when you're not a soldier is... He's not a Marine. I think he's still allowed to wear the dress Marine uniform from everything I read. I don't know for sure.
Maybe.
There was a...
Can you just wear some camouflage or something?
Here is the clip of him talking about it, about the whole deal.
I feel like this is something that I had to do. What this uniform represents, the hope that it brings to people is larger than any weapon that I would ever need.
They said, stop wearing it immediately or NCIS is going to press charges against me. It was not my intent when I drugged my uniform out of the attic to upset the Marine Corps. It didn't even cross my mind. This is the only uniform that still fits me. Strip me of my honorable discharge. Take it away. The peace that these parents and teachers have here, that's enough honor for me.
Yeah, I'm guessing if there's someone out there who understands what the regulation is that the Marine Corps is upset about, then let us know.
So you can't wear the fatigues if you're out of the military?
Then
you can't
wear? Marine Corps. I don't know what it is with other branches. But.
Huh. He just put some camouflage on.
I guess, yeah.
You know, just not do like a military one. Just wear some camouflage.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Because then it wouldn't be against...
Oh, you mean like some mossy oak kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Then you look like a hunter, not a soldier.
But he would still... You can get the bigger... It doesn't have to be with the trees and stuff.
I know. Some of that looks so ridiculous looking. Where it's like,
I know.
It's like a pattern of a tree and then another tree in the distance and some grass. And it's kind of
weird.
Like, it just kind of looks funny to me. Anyway.
But yeah. I'm just saying you can wear like the bigger camouflage... You know, print, not the mossy oak necessarily with the trees.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess.
And a brown t-shirt.
Sure,
he would still look like he's in the military, but it wouldn't be actually issued.
Breaking news that is not exactly breaking news. A newsman has been popped for a DUI.
Kind of a big deal.
I'll tell you who it is coming up next.
The Hot Morning Show with Andy.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 6:53. We were talking about this former Marine who was he was standing outside the school in his fatigues, and the Marine Corps is upset with him and for wearing the uniform, and we weren't exactly sure why. And Eric's on the phone. How are you, Eric?
Good.
So you're a former Marine?
The Marine is camouflage utilities.
Yeah.
See, as a Marine, you're not supposed to wear them even as active duty off the base.
Oh,
so like,
gotcha.
You know, Army that can walk around the mall with their camouflage utilities on.
Yeah.
Marines can't do that. They
have to have
a dress uniform on, like their dress blues or their alphas.
Gotcha.
That makes more sense.
So that's why they're upset that he is wearing his
camouflage
utilities.
He should have known that.
He probably did know that, I would imagine, yeah. But...
I think he just needs to go get some old camouflage pants or something. And
some mossy.
Brown, yeah, he can do that as long as it doesn't have United States Marine Corps and his name on it.
Yeah. A brown t-shirt, you know, it'll look like
fatigue. Why not just
still.
Do the dress uniform?
Or he can wear the dress uniform.
Yeah. But I guess he said it doesn't fit. But, well, I appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks for the info.
Yep. Bye.
Have a good one. Explanation there.
All right. Thank you.
Very important newsman who got popped for DUI.
Kind of a big deal.
Sam Donaldson.
Whoa. He's old.
Yeah. 78 years old, as a matter of fact. It happened in Delaware earlier this month. He was pulled over just before 8 o'clock on December 1st after he had driven onto the shoulder of the road. Law enforcement notes that Donaldson was very cooperative during the incident.
Probably just having a whiskey after work.
They don't get much more straight-laced looking than Sam Donaldson.
Right?
He's got this.
Very serious.
You can't tell if he's, even if with a smile on his face, he still looks like he's angry, like his brow is pointed down.
It's very serious.
And very serious. Sam Donaldson.
I'm
ABC
Sam
News.
Donaldson.
I kind of wish I could sound like that.
I wish, what, my...
Like Sam Donaldson?
Oh, you want to sound like him?
Or Scott Pelley?
Scott Pelley.
Why do you always do it like it's a... Like it's a Caribbean accent.
I don't know. That's just how I want to say it.
Like Pele.
Scott Pele. I don't know.
Pele.
It's just how I want to say it, I guess.
Pele.
Scott Pele.
A Christmas Story is one of 25 new films that has been selected for preservation in the National Film Registry.
Oh.
That's in the Library of Congress. They basically take original films and then preserve them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It'll join notable films such as Breakfast at Tiffany's, Dirty Harry, A League of Their Own, and The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah. They started doing this in 1989, to memorialize films that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Oh.
In case you're wondering.
What about Titanic?
I don't know if Titanic is in there.
Oh.
I know
be.
The Notebook is not in there.
What?
One movie I think should be in there is Old School.
We're going streaking!
Heck yeah.
Anchorman, another Will Ferrell
kind
movie.
Kind of a big deal.
Pretty much all the Will Ferrell movies, except for that one stupid one where he got divorced and he's got selling all his stuff outside.
Oh,
that one was dumb.
I think Brokeback Mountain should be in there too.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Hot 1047.com.